It's almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Almost time when supposed last services for Mrs. Barclay will be held in the chapel. You know Mrs. Barclay is alive and well, that Perry Mason had Suzanne's mother pretend death to make Suzanne come out of hiding. You know, and so does Gus Jansen. Gus has planned his own reception for the girl if Mason's right and Suzanne does appear on the scene. But as we're about to learn, the police have also made preparations. For in a second-story room across the street from the chapel, Lieutenant Arthur Tragg says...
Mason!
Yeah?
We ought to get a report.
What?
Tragg's men are following Mrs. Barker's taxi.
That's it. Uh-huh. Tragg speaking. Okay, check back in 3 minutes. Okay, Mason, they're 15 blocks away and right on schedule. Hey, Spots!
Yes, sir?
Give me a headset.
What is it, Perry?
Tragg is making radio contact with his men in the street.
Check in post 1. Keep contact. Check in 3. Keep contact. Check in 4. This is Tragg. I just got the flash. Mrs. Barclay's 9 minutes away, so keep your eyes open. If Gus is in the vicinity, he'll make his move when he sees Mrs. Barclay. She's dressed in her daughter's clothes. Gus will mistake her for Suzanne, but don't forget, Suzanne may show at any time, so watch it, you guys. Okay, Sparks, take the headset. I think we got it covered, Mason. Every approach to the chapel is guarded. I got the guys on the roof.
You have it covered a block each way from the chapel.
You know how many men I'm using? I've got my neck stuck out a mile.
The district attorney says Mr. Mason is skating on thin ice.
Well, this time I agree with Mr. Rath.
Well, are you in contact with Lieutenant Halverson?
Yeah. If they were going to pick up the girl on the train or bus terminal, they'd have done it by now.
Well, speak of the devil. Here comes District Attorney Abbott. Yeah.
Lieutenant, Miss Street.
Tragg, let's check those men on the roof.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Mason.
What do you want?
I just learned what's going on. I came here to see the facts for myself. And I want to see you, Mason.
All right.
I kept my hands off when I learned you perpetrated a public hoax. I didn't say a word when you had Mrs. Barclay pretend death.
Well, you told me that Mr. Mason was justified in his efforts to locate Suzanne.
Huh? Well, if I did, and I'm not admitting it, mind you, this is going too far. I'm going to ask you a simple question, Mason, and I want a direct, unqualified answer. I can't force you to answer me, but I advise you to be frank while there's still time.
Do you want to know if Mrs. Barclay is coming to her own funeral dressed in Suzanne's clothes?
Yes.
So if Gus is waiting to stop Suzanne, he'll move against Mrs. Barclay and reveal his position?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
I can't believe it, Mason. It's sheer folly.
Tragg speaking.
I honestly can't believe
it. Wait. Tragg is in contact with her taxi.
Okay.
Wait, Lieutenant, are you in contact with Mrs. Barclay?
In a way.
I demand you tell her to stop where she is. She is not to... Lieutenant... I told you to tell Mrs. Barclay...
I already told her a long time ago.
Eh?
I told her not to do this. Mason told her, and she told us to go jump in the lake.
You should have called on me, or forcibly restrained her.
That's a real determined lady, Mr. Raft, and she slings a lot of weight.
As I very well know, Mrs. Barclay's an important woman. Her family has political connections. Never mind the political connections. The fact remains...
Please, Mr. Raft. Tragg, show him.
Look here through the window, Mr. Abt. You see the chapel?
Of course I see it.
What you don't see is the men I've got on the streets. I have a full squad down there. They're covering every car parked within a block of the chapel.
Oh?
And guys up on the roof. That thing behind you is a radio transmitter receiver. We're in short-wave contact.
Well, you've certainly taken a lot of trouble.
Well, as you say, Mrs. Barclay's important.
All of this, the men, equipment, all this costs money, you know. Taxpayers' money.
If you're going to put it on a dollars and cents basis, Mrs. Barclay pays a lot of taxes.
Which is not the question. There's more at stake here than
Lieutenant,
a few dollars.
Post 1's got a bite.
The post 1's on the southeast corner. Look through the window.
What? What is it? What is it?
Wait. You see that car parking at the corner? Two of my men are going up to it.
Mm-hmm. I was speaking to the driver.
And waving the car to drive on.
False alarm, Lieutenant.
Yeah, we saw it, Sparks. Tell those guys to keep their eyes open.
False alarm, eh, Mason? You know, I've been thinking this whole affair could be a false alarm.
I will take full responsibility, Mr.
Well, I hope you'll remember that statement, Mason. I'll remember it. You know what happens to people who turn in false alarms, Mason. But, on the other hand, if Gus is waiting and sees Mrs. Barclay, he won't see the girl. She won't come forward. But if he sees Mrs. Barclay, she may well come to her own funeral. Her own funeral, literally. Which is no laughing matter.
Nobody laughed but you.
Yes. I wonder if I shan't have the last laugh, Lestrade? We'll see, won't we, Mason? And we don't have long to wait, do we, Mr. Mason?
Meanwhile, on the street below, a uniformed driver tools his delivery truck through traffic passing the chapel.
You're going right past the chapel, Mr. Jansen?
Get this, Albert. I'm going to stop two blocks from the chapel in front of the produce market. That'll leave the back of the truck pointing toward the chapel. You got that?
Uh-huh.
Here's the important thing. We'll be two blocks away from the chapel. The place is probably crawling with cops.
I think you're right, Mr. Jansen. Mr. Mason is an awful smart man.
Shut up about Mason.
I only said he's smart enough to expect trouble.
He won't expect it to come from so far away. Now, here's the produce market. Now, tell me the rest of it, just as I told you.
Yes, sir. We got a truck full of vegetables. We're going to get out of the cab and go and open up the back of the truck and get inside and move the crates of vegetables.
And?
And if anybody asks us, you got an order for vegetables for the market.
And?
Huh? I leave all the talking to you.
Okay, you got it. Come on, let's go. Okay, open her up. Let's get that order sorted out.
Okay.
Okay so far. Now move back in those vegetables and get the rifle and check
it. I stuck it back here in the broccoli.
Is it loaded?
Uh-huh.
Get down behind the crates. Look at the chapel.
Hey, Mr. Jansen. The body of the truck is so high I can see the chapel good, real good.
Where do you think I got this truck?
That was awful smart of you to think of it.
Now I'm going
to
show Mason just how smart I am, if the girl shows.
Mr. Mason thinks she'll come to the chapel.
Well, maybe he's right. And if he is, we'll see. But I think he's all wet. I've been thinking about Mason, Albert, and...
What is it?
See that taxi across from the chapel? Girl getting out of it. Get ready, Albert. You see her?
I see her. Suzanne?
Yeah, she's headed for the chapel. Wait, traffic's holding her up. Watch. There she goes, taking her own sweet time. Draw a bead, Albert.
I got her lined up real good, Mr. Jansen. I can see her real good through the telescope.
Are you ready?
I'm all set, Mr. Jansen.
So long, Suzanne. Okay, Albert, let her have it. Go ahead, Albert. She'll get across the street.
That ain't no girl, Mr. Jansen.
I tell you that, Suzanne, I know.
She ain't no girl, Mr. Jansen. I see her face in the telescope. She ain't no girl.
Let me have that.
Don't shoot, Mr. Jansen, because I tell
you... You're right. She looks like Susanna from a distance. So that's it.
Hmm? I don't get it, Mr. Jansen. I thought...
So Mason expected trouble and trotted out a decoy.
Huh?
A decoy, you fool, a red herring. Mason outsmarted himself. We didn't fall for it. We'll wait.
For Suzanne?
For Suzanne. If she shows, we'll get her. But if she doesn't... Watch close, Albert. We'll know who's right in less than 5 minutes.
Gus Jansen is reckless, but he's lucky. It looks as if no matter what happens, Gus is going to win. We'll learn the outcome tomorrow, so you'll join us, won't you?